Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, we have coverage of the Herodrome Track Classic, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to the Sports Doctor Is In segment. Check this out.
Joining me is Dr. Bob Weil, and he's back on the show for the Sports Doctor Is In segment. And this month's topic is on running shoe technology, the pros and cons. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Hi, it's good to be back. It's always good to be back on live TV, radio with you guys with Run With It. And again, it's a very important topic today, something that's near and dear to you, of course, which is the whole world of running shoes and shoe criteria and shoe technology and all of these things that we just want to pass along some hints for you guys.
Yes, I mean, there's always changes in shoe technology, like for support, the foam, the Goodyear technology that I'm wearing. And so, Dr. Bob, it can enhance your performance, and it looks great, you know, from running on the trails or running on the pavement to having a coffee, you know, the fitness fashion, if you will, and then with the support. But what are some cons to that, you know, with ever-changing shoe technology?
Yes, the only industry that changes more consistently than shoes are cars. Every year there's a new model. So there's been a lot of that kind of pressure and competition. So there's a couple of different bullets that make really good sense for people with very generalized and getting very, very specific. And number one is, if you've had good success with the shoe brand and style that you're in, stick with it. It makes good sense to stick with what's worked well for you. The other big point, is you need to be fit properly. It's amazing that probably 30 to 40% of all of us aren't fit properly with our shoes. The most common mistake is width-wise. When it comes to fitting for shoes. So, you know, people order shoes online, they grab them off the shelf, and many times they don't pay attention to, I'm the same size I was 5-10 years ago, and many instances we're not. Or women who have gone through pregnancies might not realize that their shoe size has changed. So get fit properly each time. And the other important point we want to make, because it's such a big deal, which is less is not better. There's been such tremendous attention. You know, years ago, there was a book about running barefoot. Everybody got very, very excited. There were even Olympic runners that participated barefoot. And all of a sudden, there was tremendous attention to less support, less structure. When it came to running shoes, something much more flexible, something that would be much more natural like our feet. And it's not for everybody. As a matter of fact, it's probably caused more problems than it's prevented. So we tell people, if you are a runner who's had great success at whatever level you are, whether you're running 5-10 miles a day, whether you're running 3 days a week, a couple of miles, if you've had good success, and you haven't had problems, and 50% of runners have problems. They have problems with their feet and ankles. They have problems with shin splints and knee trouble and back problems. So there's lots of problems. But if you're in the group that you've been successful, then I wouldn't fight with you. If you said, you know, I want to experiment with a lighter shoe. I want to look at a shoe that doesn't have necessarily the same integrity. Here, a running shoe, the heel counter in the back always should be stable and good structure. You shouldn't be able to bend it like a piece of paper, but there's been a lot of emphasis on less is better with much more floppy heel counters and the idea that maybe we can get away with it. So we want to let people know that this has been a popular concept, which is less is better. But again, if you've had problems in the past, it's not a good idea. And also, at whatever level you are, getting a podiatry feedback on what's my foot structure got to do with maybe my choice of shoes. what is my history regarding my foot mechanics? And getting this kind of input, do I have a high arch, what we call pes cavus foot? Do I have excessive foot pronation towards flat foot, which is very, very common? So getting a professional's feedback, and podiatry is the best profession when it comes to the whole role of the foot. And of course, I'll throw in a, you know, sports podiatry is the top of the list. If you want to get that kind of opinion, which is the best shoe for you. So those are the bullet points. You've had good success, stick with the brand. I'll throw in also, buy a name brand, Christine. Don't look for bargains when it comes to your running shoes. Stick with a popular brand, and there's a lot of them, whether it's Nike, whether it's Adidas, whether it's Reebok, New Balance. There's a lot of great brands, and looking for some off-brand to try to get away for something cheaper is not necessarily a good idea.
Mm. And also, too, if you are a trail runner as opposed to running on the pavement all the time, you might want to invest in trail shoes instead of running, you know, road
great,
shoes.
Great will. Point. You know, the running shoes are made for one step in front of the other. This is why we don't say wear running shoes on the tennis court or the basketball court. They're not made for side-to-side stability. Cross trainers, which are made for side-to-side stability that you could use for any court sport, field sport, are along that trail shoe type of criteria. The kind of shoe that will prevent you rolling your ankles on the trail when you're stepping on uneven surfaces. So absolutely, if you're going to be out there on a lot of different surfaces, then again, you might want to listen to Christine Blanchet and absolutely look for a trail shoe that's been designed for uneven terrain.
Yes. And, you know, it's like, you know, the online shopping is good if you already know what your shoe size, and then you've gone to a specialist, you know everything. But
can you trust what they send you? You know, if we took 10 shoes off the shelf, and one of the most important criteria, I'll show you the running shoe again, the fact that this heel post is vertical, that it's not tilted in or tilted out, even when it's new, is really crucial. So sometimes we'll see that what you get in the mail might be a little off. It might even be off as far as the shoe size. So some of the best places to buy running shoes are the specialty running shoe stores, running and walking shoe stores. They do the best fitting, and they also have great suggestions regarding, they might do a walking test. They even have some of the different kinds of measuring devices, which can give them more and more feedback. And getting a shoe online doesn't have that kind of consistency. So even though, yes, most of the time you can get away with it, if you know your size, you know the brand, you can save the trip to the store, et cetera, et cetera. But again, we go back to this statistic, which is over 35% of our population is ill-fitted. And when you think about that, no wonder sometimes we're having problems. Want to throw in also the new hoopla with the carbon fiber plates in different running shoes is a new technology which tends to push off with a plate that's requiring control of motion and stability. And for the most part, it's been a good technology. But sometimes it can cause problems if people have ball of the foot concerns. So again, we go back to the podiatrist and getting their input, especially if you have a history of injuries and you have a history of problems. We really, really want to get that professional feedback. Again, I ask people all the time, are you in the best shoe for you? Are you in the best shoe for your level of running or sporting activities? And what about your kids? You know, how often should you change your shoes? If you're a serious runner, you're running 4 or 5 days a week. I don't care what you spend for your shoes. You want to change them a couple of times a year. The shock absorbing material does wear down. So as soon as a runner says to me, you know, I've been in these shoes 2, 3, 4 years, I tell them, hey, invest in something new at least a couple of times a year, especially if you're in climates like ours, where you have seasons. It's raining, you might be running in the winter, in the snow, et cetera. So pay attention to that also, Christine. That's part of our bullets for all your Run With It individuals.
Great information, Dr. Bob. And where can people reach out to watch your show or listen to your show?
You know, I'm doing live radio, you know, although I might be jumping into video like you, I'm going to see. If they go to my website, Christine, sportsdoctorradio.com, they can go back years and see what radio shows who was on, what they might want to listen to. They could see all the great information, the thousands of followers we have, and great information on both Twitter and LinkedIn. So if they go to sportsdoctorradio.com, they can absolutely tap into that. And again, here's the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's more important than ever. If you have a son or daughter serious in sports, you got to start paying attention to trying to stay out of trouble and trying to understand what you're dealing with. So, and again, we do that live hour a week, and we always enjoy our video chat with you, with Run With It. So I look forward to the next time out, Christine.
Thank you very much. And see you next month.
See you guys. Thanks, everybody.
Here I am at Swan Guard Stadium in Burnaby, BC, and I'm at the 39th annual International Herod Your Own Trot Classic. I interviewed Diane Clement, Olympian and co-founder of the Herod Your Own Trot Classic, and I also interviewed some of the athletes, so stay tuned. This is the 39th annual Vancouver International Herod Your Own Classic. Diane, is it gets better every year?
It does get better every year, and I think because it does is that our Achilles family have been together, former athletes that both Doug and I coached, and Mary Zarek, our coach. It's all been family, and they're on Zoom now with us. Of course, we used to always have the meetings at our house, but now we're on Zoom. And as Doug and I have said, it's teamwork. And you need the mom and dad, and Doug and I have been there as a mom and dad of Achilles family. And I think that's why it's been a success, because we're all so close.
It's just always fun to come out and see the kids, and they're always like very excited and very supportive. I remember coming here growing up as a child and seeing all the Olympians come through, and it was always just a really exciting time for me. I have so much memorabilia from those times, so yeah, it's just fun.
Oh, well, everybody, you know, has been waiting for this, and I don't think I slept last night at all, because I kept checking the mountains where we live, by looking over the mountains and going, please, and look at tonight, and we're totally blessed, and the fans in the crowd have all turned out, cheering their athletes, and it's all about encouragement, and I think that is the key to our success with Achilles, is that we're there for them, and to go on, whether they make an Olympic team or Commonwealth Games, but to be the best that they can be in sport and life. And that's our philosophy.
Honestly, coming to Harry Drum, it's always really hard to fit it in the schedule. It's always at the most awkward time for me and my schedule, but like I always just make the effort to come, because it is really nice to come home and be able to compete in front of the home crowd and see my family and stuff like that. And living in the States, I really don't even get to like do that very often. So it's nice that even that this meet is at home, not even just in Canada. So it is really hard to come, and I'm always really exhausted when I come here, but it's always so much fun, so it's worth it.
Well, I competed in Austria, I guess 2 weeks ago, And usually I take a week off and then get into training kind of slow. But we had this opportunity to come here and compete, so we thought we would jump in. And I knew I wasn't going to be quite sharp and ready to compete. We're kind of focused on Oregon right now, but it was a cool opportunity to come out here because the decathlon at the end of the day is sometimes you're not going to have the best performances and you just have to muscle it out and compete. And that's what I did today. I mean, the results weren't necessarily the best in the hurdles and the long jump for anybody. But at the end of the day, you're trying to win those competitions. And I was able to do that.
Your book, Founders Club 57, tell us about that.
Oh, well, they wanted to put together a book of the history of all of the years from UBC with Doug, from the Kajax. Well, there's so many amazing pictures. One of our Richmond Kajax, Ann Cavell, Cliff, the first athlete, the runner, 400 meter runner. Well, on and on and on with amazing pictures. And it brought tears. You know, there's Wendy Long, there's a whole team, Jerry Fitch, I mean, like on and on. And Doug and I, when we went through the book, and like I say, Merrick, our coach, that came from Poland and approached Doug and said, do you think I could be part of our family? And how many years later? And well, again, I can't say, and tonight, Ian Gillespie and Simon Hoogerwerf and Graham Felt, these athletes now have gone on to be very successful in their own lives. And it's, like I say, we just feel that they're part of our family that have gone on to really achieve their goals in life. And so this book is very, very, very special to Doug and I. And then also, besides, you know, our track meet, we started the First Nations walk at UBC, and we've been working with the First Nations, and they're just thrilled with the turnout that we're all receiving. And so that's coming up in September. So the last weekend in September in Burnaby, right here. Yeah.
And happy 63rd wedding anniversary, by the way.
Well, thank you. I tell everybody, I grew up in Moncton. I said they let us marry young in Moncton. I was only 13. But it's you know, we've been very privileged. And again, I can't thank all of you. The media have been so supportive over the decades. And without you, we would not be drawing the crowds that we do. And we really support. The athletes love it when they can pick up and say, oh, I've been recognized, you know. Yeah, so I'm truly, truly appreciative on behalf of all Achilles, and particularly Mama C and Dr. Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we are at the Body Comp Imaging location in Vancouver, BC, and I'm with Chloe Richardson. She's a fitness and health enthusiast, and she's here today to talk about her role and the benefits of getting a body scan, and I'm going to talk about my experience as well. Welcome, Chloe.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you for having me. Yes. We're very excited to have you here and to talk about what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, so I want to share with the audience that I had a really good experience, and it actually revealed how much bone density measured my body fat, which I can improve, and my lean muscle as well. And to hear the word scan, I was a little nervous because, you know, a body scan. So it's not bad, actually. It's not even a scan. It's an open.
Absolutely. So we've actually got it behind us here, and it's great that you brought that up. So here at Body Comp, we do DEXA body composition scans, and they are quick, affordable, and painless. As you can see behind us, it's not an enclosed scanner, and it's a very, very accurate way of understanding body composition. What's body composition? It's the breakdown of your whole body in weight of fat, muscle mass, and bone. And we can even go as far as identifying the visceral fat. So that fat that's within the abdominal region, this is the only technology that can accurately identify that. So visceral fat is one of the key indicators of health risks these days. We are seeing an increase of diabetes, of heart disease, of strokes. and managing what we can do with our body. What we see here at BodyComp is what gets measured gets managed, and we're here to help people do that.
Yes, and it's improving your quality of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's for high performance athletes to weekend warriors and for people who want to lose weight and for everyone, really.
Everyone.
Yes, everyone. And you, so there's different scans you can take, like for, you have one for hip and spine as well.
Absolutely, yes. So what we can do aside from the body composition is we can look into bone density on a deeper level. What we're finding today is there's a pattern with a low bone density. Specifically in women, the bone density is much lower than it should be or is ideal. And so by finding the baseline and understanding where you're at today, what your bone density is showing, what we can do is we can put into action some suggestions of how to improve that. It's so important that we manage our health today rather than wait until something goes wrong. We're all about that preventative healthcare.
Runner and runners who are watching, how would it benefit them?
Great question. So we have lots of runners who come through our doors, and especially if they're preparing for a race, such as the Sun Run, which is coming up here in Vancouver, it's really great for people to understand where they're currently at, but also we get lots of people who want to improve their performance, and we know what the ideal range is for lean muscle mass. Runners who potentially are finding imbalance in their bodies, we can find that with the DEXA machine.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's program, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by the BC Sports Hall of Fame and Mallory's Fashion Network.